96.9 FM, live and local. A very pleasant Tuesday morning to you. I'm Scott Hayes. It is now 8:21.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 on this Tuesday, brought to you by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call 620-208-6777 for a free consultation.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. Newsmaker 2 time on this Tuesday. And we say good morning to Denise Cater, who is the Food Service Director for USD 253. Denise, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you for inviting me.
Glad to have you with us here. Are you busy so far this morning getting ready for the midday time period?
Absolutely. The ladies are hard at it in all of our school buildings, and we're also serving lunch at Camp Alexander this year, so we were happy to be able to help them out again as well. And we also serve lunch at Crosswinds, and I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody else where that we're serving lunch at, but yes, we're very busy, but we're happy to do that. We're really excited that we've been given this opportunity to help out our kids here in Kansas.
Well, let's talk about the opportunity before we start talking, reminding folks really where folks can, specifically students for USD 253 Emporia and their families can get meals here. Take us back last year to some of the COVID-19 adjustments that took place, and then fast forward us here to this springtime and how this year's plan is a little different from what took place last year.
Well, last year, you know, when we initially went into the remote learning, we were allowed to do all breakfast and lunch free for all students, and that has continued on and is going to continue on and clear through next school year. So we're very excited that we're able to do that. So I believe that this school year we will not be offering remote learning. That's really not my line of expertise, so I'll try to leave that alone as much as I can. But all kiddos will be able to eat free lunch and free breakfast again clear through next school year, so we're very excited about that. But hopefully they'll be in our buildings eating with us this year.
Right. What makes it so exciting for you to have this service available for students regardless of the cost here for the families?
Oh, I just, you know, I think it helps our families out so much. Plus, we know that we're getting a nutritious meal into our kiddos, you know, with lots of fresh fruits and veggies. And actually, we're going to go back to the National School Lunch Program meal pattern next year, when school starts, so instead of the summer meal pattern, which we've been on. So that is going to give the kids even more fresh fruits and vegetables. So we're very excited about that because not everybody has the opportunity to have access to that freely. So we're very excited about that. Plus, you know, we have our own bakery and we bake our own bread, and it's very yummy.
Yeah, and your crew puts a lot of work in and a lot of love into the meals that you serve. And this wasn't going to be a topic that I was going to bring up because I really hadn't thought about it. But let's talk a little bit about maybe how the summer meal program maybe serves as a window to what you have coming up here in the fall here for the district. You mentioned here about the meal plan switch that's going to be taking place here this fall. What can students expect here once we get to those fall term months starting up in mid-August?
I believe that they'll just hopefully be in school. And I'm not sure that, you know, it's not really up to me whether the kiddos eat in their classrooms or any of that. I just, my part of the pie is just to feed them and make sure that they all get fed a nutritious lunch and breakfast. So if we feed them in the cafeterias or their classroom, we'll just make sure that that all gets done to the best of our ability. And like you said, with lots of love. And did I answer that question?
as far as the type of meals, is there a change that they might expect maybe from last year or previous years for breakfast and lunch at the schools versus what they may be seeing either this summer during the summer meal program or coming up this fall? Is there going to be a shift a little bit?
Well, we would like to start, working towards doing more scratch cooking, and we have been doing that slowly. And with the new buildings and new remodels that we're being allowed to have, thanks to our taxpayers here in Lyon County, we will be doing more just on-time cooking. So that, more of the cooking is actually going to be done at the individual schools. So it'll definitely be a fresher, better product. And but no, they're not. They're still going to see their Crispitos. They're still going to see their Boscos.
Well, let's be honest. There's certain things you can't take off the menu, right?
Uh-huh.
You
Absolutely.
Just mentioned the two big ones, Crispitos and Bosco sticks. I mean, going back.
Yep.
But my kids have been out of school for the last one. It's been 3 years already, and they still talk about Crispitos and Bosco sticks. So you can't take everything off the menu. There's got to be some staples there.
Yes, we have parents that even say, I loved Crispy.
Right. We have an employee here who tries to go have lunch with his kid every time that Crispitos are on the, and maybe it might, it's either Crispitos or Bosco sticks. It may actually
it may be both.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to mention his name, but his initials are Aaron Harder.
Now, that doesn't surprise me in the slightest. Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the summer meal program. This started back at the beginning of June, and you've been going every weekday, except for yesterday, as you observed Independence Day. But so what do people need to know about the summer meal program, and how has it gone so far?
Well, just, we do today's lunch and tomorrow's breakfast. We're open from 11:30 to 1. They just need to pull up at one of our three participating schools, which are Riverside Village and William Allen White. We will be serving lunch at Riverside and Village through July 30th, but we are going to have to close William Allen White down a week early, July 23rd, just for staff, because we have staffing issues. People wanting to get in that last-minute vacation or whatever. And we will not be serving lunches in August until school starts, because we have to shift gears and we have training and think, we need to get in our kitchens and get them cleaned up and ready to go for school. So, but we're very excited about that.
How has traffic been for the summer meal program so far here for the first month or so?
Well, in June, we've done 19,646 lunches. So I'd say pretty well.
Wow, yeah.
I was going to ask how many meals you create on a daily basis, and if you have extra, kind of what happens with those meals?
We have very little extra because, we just are very good at what we do. We keep historical data, and believe it or not, if you served 350 kids the last time you had Crispitos, you're probably going to do about 350 kids the next time you have Crispitos. So it just you just decide by school, by looking at your historical data, just like, during school, like at high school and middle school, there's no lunch count taken. So you just get very well with that. And we really don't have a lot of waste. But if we do, we can contact Abundant Harvest or some other entity like that.
And I know the meals that you're serving during the summer meal program are free. There were some limitations for age, and they had to come in person at least the first time, if my memory serves me correct, before that way you could, I guess, register them, for lack of a better term. Am I right on remembering that?
Right. They've gotten pretty creative on that with COVID. It used to be that you had to stay at the school to consume your lunch, and So since COVID, you know, we've been able to allow them to just drive through and pick up. Last year, they asked that the kids be in the car for the first time. This year, they said, just show us a picture of you with your kids. So if you have a picture of, you know, it's a family of five, mom, dad, and three kiddos, then we know there's three kiddos. So we just put that on the card, and then you just hold that up. So it's very convenient if you're on your lunch hour from work and you have, you know, kiddos at home, just to drive through and grab them a lunch and take it home. So
wow, so over 19,000 lunches served in June alone. That's pretty amazing. And the summer meal program will continue until July 30th. Weekdays, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. drive-through meal pickup at Riverside and Village Elementary until July 23rd at William Allen White Elementary. Denise, did I get that right?
I think you did, yes.
Our Newsmaker 2 interview this morning here on KVOE 1400 AM 96.9 FM. Denise Cater, who is the Director of Food Service for USD 253. You already mentioned this a little bit, but when the summer meal program ends, you guys get a couple weeks to kind of shift gears and get ready for the fall and your normal day-to-day. What kind of goes into that? You mentioned some cleaning and stuff like that, but what about menu prep or setup or anything like that? When does that start?
All of that. We're actually playing with that right now, and we have production records to do, and our office will be processing the household economic survey that we're going to encourage all of our families to fill out. I would like to mention that if you do fill out the household economic survey and you would happen to still fall under the free guidelines, you would qualify for extra money possibly on your PEBT card. So up to 15% more. So that's definitely worth filling it out for. And so that's something that is part of the rescue plan. I'm not sure of the exact name. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Anyway, another thing I would like to mention, though, if when school starts, if your kiddo is a pack his lunch from home kiddo, we would actually have to charge 50 cents for milk. But they came out with this new thing that if you're pack your lunch, so if you do want to pack your lunch from home, grab fruits and vegetables and a milk from us, and that's absolutely free. So
count that as a lunch then, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
They're allowing us to do that this year because it's three different components, three different food groups. So I thought that was really neat. So
there you go.
Charging a kiddo 50 cents when we're giving lunch away for free.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, for parents need to keep that in mind. And I know we're a couple months away, but keep that in mind that if you do send like a packed at home lunch or whatever, they can still get some fruits and vegetables and a milk with lunch and at no charge, just to kind of help enhance what you're sending with them. That's pretty awesome. And I can tell from just hearing you talk, your passion to try to make sure that the children have as healthy a lunch as possible, or even breakfast for that matter. Is that one of the things that really drives you in this position, Denise?
Oh, absolutely. I just love the kids. That's why I've been doing this so long. So it's what gets me up and gets me going every day.
Awesome. Well, Denise, thanks for all the work that you do, the work that your staffers do, and continued success here with not only the Summer Meals program, but getting everything set for, well, the start of classes here, which is barely a month out. It's a little weird to say that. A little weird to say that, but it's coming quick. Denise, thanks again for your time here, and best of luck here today.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Denise Cater, Director of USD 253 Food Services, and the summer meal program continues. We've been talking about it quite a bit here on KVOE. They did take yesterday off to observe Independence Day, but they start again today, free breakfast and lunch for kids 1 to 18. And this will go Monday through Friday through the end of July. Drive-through meal pickup 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Riverside and Village Elementary. They'll stop their drive-through at William Allen White on July 23rd. Over 19,000 lunches served in June.
Yep.
That's amazing stuff. That is kind of a mind-blowing number.
Yeah.
When I asked how things have gone, and she threw, and I think it was like almost 19,200.
Yeah.
That was a mind-blowing number.
That's a huge number, folks. Seriously.
That is big. And you know, we have so many organizations in town that really try to help our underserved populations. We talk about like food for students and
yeah.
things like that, and making sure that kids have food maybe over the weekend, and so they don't go hungry when they're not in school. But you know, the summer is kind of like a long weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
In some of those situations, so to be able to provide this and have free lunch for the youth throughout the summer, it takes so much pressure off the parents. It's so much better for the kids themselves. And then the fact that they're going to have free lunch again this coming school year, I can tell Denise, she just wants to make sure she has the opportunity to serve as many lunches as possible and feed as many kids as possible, especially healthy options there. So
yeah.
Pretty good stuff right there. That was a really good interview.
Yeah, glad to have Denise on, and she always does a great job whenever we bring her on, and we'll probably have to bring her back on again next month because, yeah, we're about a month out from school.
That's right. You'll be there pretty quick.
Craziness.
Pretty quick. All right, we'll get back to Chuck here in just a second with local headlines. That is our Newsmaker 2 interview here on this Tuesday, brought to you by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. Call Craig Barnwell, 517 East 6th Avenue. KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM.